So basically, what I've done is I've created a paper sensor, and it can detect pancreatic cancer, ovarian cancer, and lung cancer. And basically, it costs 3 cents and takes 5 minutes to run. So it can actually be used in routine screenings. And I found that it could detect the cancer before it became invasive, where your chance of survival is much greater when it's non-invasive.
Was this the result of a project, a competition? How did you come up with this idea?
So I actually came up with the idea because I've been also touched personally from pancreatic cancer. I know a lot of people that have died due to it. And it's really a death sentence once it's diagnosed late. So I wanted to create a way to diagnose it early such that less people would die due to it. And basically, I got interested in blood tests because those are basically the only practical way to scan for pancreatic cancer on a routine basis. And then I got interested in this one protein that is found in increased levels in your blood when you have pancreatic cancer, ovarian cancer, and lung cancer, and that's called mesothelin. So basically, my paper sensor is detecting mesothelin.
What is a paper sensor, just so that I, in layman's terms, what that is?
So basically, it's filter paper, and it basically has single-walled carbon nanotubes, which are atom-thick tubes of carbon, and those are mixed in with these organic molecules that bind specifically to a certain protein, in this case mesothelin, and those are called antibodies. And so that's based, and it will change in its electrical conductivity when there are overexpressed levels of mesothelin present.
This paper that you this test paper that you I mean you developed it, or is this paper already being used for other tests?
No, I like came up with the entire idea, and I did patent it and all of its applications because not only it can be used for the detection of those three cancers, you can basically by switching out a component, you can basically detect any other cancer. I found it can also effectively monitor how well a chemotherapeutic agent is working. And then also, it can actually see what drugs that the cancer is resistant to. And it can also look at infectious diseases such as E. coli, salmonella, rotavirus, all sorts of diseases.
And this, so this senses it in the blood, right? I mean, is that how this works, or were
Yeah,
you?
it can work in the blood, it can also work in urine. And then also, it can actually look in water or urine, all types of dilutants.
You've invented this. You got an award for it today at school. This is being used at Hopkins. Tell me about that.
So basically, I first developed the sensor, and that took me about 2 months. And then I presented my idea to many Hopkins professors, about 200 of them I emailed, and I got 197 rejections and one acceptance at the Dr. Maitra's lab, and I would like to especially thank Dr. Maitra and my other mentor, Dr. Chenna, for helping me. However, this was basically me executing the entire idea.
That's great that they've recognized you at least. Now, is this going to be used at Hopkins now? Are they going to use it in their labs?
Well, I was actually just recently contacted by a biotechnology firm out in San Diego called Acromicro, and what it does is it's really interested in developing this, like commercializing it and getting it out to hospitals. So we're going to have to run clinical trials as well as getting approval from the FDA.
Hey, you're 14 years old, right? 14 or 15?
15.
Yeah, so you're 15 years old. You've invented this. I guess the question now is, what do you do next?
Well, what I'm going to expand its applications to the detection of other cancers. And then also, I really want to advance the topic of cancer detection. Most people are worried about cancer treatment, but first you need to diagnose the cancer in order to effectively treat it, because if it's diagnosed after it's metastasized, then treatment is basically useless.
Something that can be used, this type of sensor can be used for early detection, I assume, right?
Yes, it can actually detect it. Like with this, if you detect these gene mutations, then you could actually detect the cancer before it's actually formed.
Well, listen, professionally, what do you want to do? Do you want to remain as a researcher? Do you want to go to medical school? What exactly do you want to do, forgive me for the phrase, when you grow up?
Well, what happens is I want to become a pathologist, and that's basically a doctor that diagnoses the diseases, but also they can do the research aspect and look at methods to detect the diseases. So that's what I really want to do, and so I have to go through undergraduate and through medical school. So that's really where I'm putting the $100,000 that I just won towards.